The Minister for Health has been meeting TDs and senators from the Midwest to discuss efforts to tackle chronic overcrowding at University Hospital Limerick. Despite the opening of a new building at UHL, hardly a day passes without it having the highest number of people waiting for admission. A report from the health watchdog, HICWA, presented three options for tackling the problem: an expansion of capacity at UHL, the development of a second site nearby, or the provision of a second emergency department in the region. Well, to discuss developments, I'm joined by Claire Fianna Fáil TD Cathal Crowe. Good afternoon and thanks for being with us. I know that along with other representatives from the area, you met Jennifer Carroll McNeill last night. So what did she tell you?
Thanks, Rachel, for having me on. So, look, first of all, I think it's very important to say that we have been working on a cross-party, cross-county basis. So we had about 17 TDs and senators in the room yesterday. Everyone left their party allegiances. We had Fianna Fáil, Fine Gael, Sinn Féin, Independent Ireland and Independents. We basically met the minister and we've discussed those three options in detail. She's given us indication that before Christmas, she will go to Cabinet. She'll bring forward a memo. She expects to get agreements there. And essentially, she's committed to option A, which is continued investment in UHL. I think we all knew that was going to happen anyway. But the real key thing I think we heard was that option B, which would involve developing a hospital and a new greenfield site, that was going to be going forward as a key recommendation. Now, everyone in the room then said, well, what about the third option, the one we're really waiting for? That would be to have a second accident emergency department in the region, because at the moment, everyone is funneled through one system. So she said that's very much alive. And what I've heard over the months from clinicians in the region is if you do this greenfield hospital site to the highest standard possible, you can then, once you've all your faculties and expertise departments in there, you can then put in your accident emergency department. So I think it's good. And yet there's a lot to be determined. The location, we're all, now that we've somewhat agreed this, we all need to fight our battle as to where this would be. I think it should be in Clare, and I'll be making that case, but others will make cases for other parts of the region.
Mm-hmm. But did option B, the one minister says she favours, the minister says she favours along with option A, was that new facility, was that not supposed to be pretty much adjacent to UHL as it is, rather than being based in Nenagh or in Ennis?
Yeah, so the minister, HICWA, and clinicians have said it needs to be somewhat close to the UHL campus. So I asked this question at the Oireachtas Health Committee recently, and I was given an approximate figure of maybe 10, 12 kilometres, but it would want to be a commutable distance. I think what they're saying here is that both patients and the medical professionals, they need to be able to get from one hospital campus to another. I heard a senior surgeon outline an example where this works quite well, and we need to study that more, and that is Leicester in England, where you've two very significant hospitals, you know, 10, 12 minutes apart. And what you basically have there, Rachel, is that some departments like oncology might be in one hospital campus, cardiology might be in the other. And so patients, but indeed ambulance transfers as well, know which hospital they're going to. The 2009 decision to close accident emergency in Ennis, Nenagh and St John's has absolutely failed our region. We have an opportunity to do something right here. There are sensitivities, there are geographical sensitivities we need to work through. But this is the first time in years that I've heard some positive indication that this might actually get fixed beyond just adding on bits and pieces to the UHL hospital campus. There's a chance here to do something far, far greater. Again, I want to reiterate, I've never seen it happen before in all my years in politics, where we've had all TDs and senators surrendering party politics, working across county boundaries and political boundaries to make something happen. And it's not a done deal, but I would hope by Christmas a huge amount of detail will be added to what I'm outlining.
All right. You know. And again, just to be clear about this, you're saying that as far as you're concerned, your understanding is that citing this new hospital, these new facilities in Ennis or Nenagh, that hasn't been ruled out. There could still be an expansion of Ennis or Nenagh.
So the minister made it very clear. Most of what she said, I think we're okay to communicate with our constituents and with yourselves and the media. She did say that HSE officials are negotiating and looking at different land parcels. That bit's commercially sensitive. We got no detail on that. So essentially, we're becoming familiar with a plan that's going to be put to cabinet. We don't know where that location will be. I'm making the case for Clare. I know others will make the case for closer to Nenagh. But the one factor I think is important to mention here is that HICWA have themselves said that this option B, as they're terming it, needs to be not a million miles away from UHL. It needs to be in
an
area.
And your argument then is that Ennis isn't a million miles away from UHL.
I would be making that case. The other really important thing I haven't maybe mentioned yet is that the Minister naturally has said that, you know, there's a whole problem in Ireland at the moment with the delivery of public projects, and she needs this plan that Minister Jack Chambers is going to bring out in the next week or two to accelerate public projects. We need to see that happen, but I think this new hospital we're on about needs to be the test site for this. There's no excuse for making decisions and allocating money and waiting 10 years for something to happen. We need to put the right money on the table, pick a site and accelerate through planning and development processes here. And I think this, you know, I'm a really glass half full guy here. I think it can happen in the right way.
All right. Can you understand, though, why today it seems that some people in the area are saying, well, is this really good news? Doesn't this just mean more facilities in Limerick rather than anything being moved to Nina or Ennis?
Well, I suppose it wasn't helped by some circles in the media were saying in Limerick that we're getting a second hospital, and some circles in the media in Clare were saying we're not getting a hospital. So it goes back to kind of parish stuff and local, which is very real now, may I say, because in parts of West Clare, they find themselves an hour and 50 minutes from an accident emergency department. So their concerns are very real. People are reading into the fact, and they do, this all needs to be considered. HICWA have said it needs to be somewhere close to the other hospital campus to work well and to be safe and everything. And people are reading that distance into it. The one thing we have here, we have a set of information which we've been, you know, circulating as I'm doing now on air, but we don't have details of where this will go. And I think that's what will, whilst people can see hope, that will agonise people, I think, over the next few weeks until that detail starts to emerge. We are, of course, elected to constituencies. I will be championing for Clare, but I can tell you already there are other TDs. Indeed, the Mayor of Limerick is himself putting forward sites, and I'm telling Clare County Council to identify key sites that they can put forward.
Right.
Ultimately, we need to fix healthcare. All of that stuff will be for another day, determining where it goes.
All right, listen, we'll have to leave it at that for today. But thank you for joining us on the line. Cathal Crowe there, Fianna Fáil TD for Clare.